Past Secrets by Kathy Kelly. Read by Caroline Lennon. Chapter 1. If a road could look welcoming, then Summer Street had both arms out and the kettle boiling. Christy Devlin had lived halfway up the street for exactly 30 years, in a small but exquisite red-bricked house that gleamed like a jewel in a necklace of pretty coloured stones. Summer Street itself was curved, and ran for half a mile from the crossroads, where the cafe sat opposite a house which had once been a strawberry ice cream shade, and was now a faded dusky pink. From the moment Christy had seen the graceful curve of the street, where maple trees arched like kindly aunties over the pavement, she'd known. This was the place she and James could raise their family. Those 30 years had gone in a flash, Christy thought, on this beautiful late April morning, as she went about her chores, tidying, dusting, sweeping, and wiping. Today the sun streamed in through the windows. The house seemed filled with quiet contentment, and Christy didn't have to go to work. She loved her job as an art teacher at St. Ursula Secondary School, but she'd cut back her hours recently and was relishing the extra free time. Her dogs, Tilly and Rocket, miniature dachshunds who had clearly been Imperial Majesties in a previous life, were sleeping off their morning walk on the cool of the kitchen tiles. The radio was playing quietly in the background, and the old steel percolator was making the rattling death throes that signalled the coffee was nearly ready. All should have been right with Christie's world. And it was, except for a niggling feeling of disquiet. It had been simmering in her subconscious since she'd awoken at 6 to the joyous chorus of birdsong outside her bedroom window. "Happy anniversary," James had murmured sleepily.